Good morning, everyone.
早，大家好。
It's good to see you all again.
很高兴又看到你们。
When I was invited, I discovered that you are going through a series in the book of Judges. Am I correct?
Yes.
当我被邀请的时候，我发现你们正在读四世纪。
The book of Judges is one of my favorite Old Testament books.
四世纪四章是我在旧约里面最喜欢的一本书。
Primarily because when I was young, we would read Genesis, and then by the time you got to Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, it was really, really boring.
主要的原因是因为当我们从创世纪一路读下来的时候，它会越来越觉得无聊。
It was about all these rituals and measurements and buildings, all boring stuff.
都一切的在这边测量，这边建筑，这些都一些很无聊的事情。
And then you get to the book of Judges, and you start seeing like some action and some violence.
但当我们读到四世纪的时候，我们会看到一些行动，有一些比较暴力的东西。
I mean, there are heroes and there are battles.
里面有很多的英雄人物，也有很多的战争。
And in my young mind, the Book of Judges was one of my favorite action, action movies in the Old Testament.
在我年轻的心灵里面，这四世纪事实上是像一个很精彩的，战争故事一样。
And I grew up, idolizing guys like Gideon and Samson, and I thought they were, great men.
当我年纪越来越大的时候，我发现这些。基甸像三孙这些人物，他们事实上是很伟大的人。
I mean, who didn't want to be like, I picture Samson as being like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
在我的想象里面，三孙就好像是阿诺斯瓦辛格一样。
I mean, what Chinese kid didn't want to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
哪一个中国小孩不愿意像阿诺斯瓦辛格一样很强壮的一个人
？That's like 6'5" and muscles out to here.
那个他是一个六尺五寸高。他的肌肉大到好像你知道，就像一头牛一样。
And then I got to seminary and I started studying the book of Judges a little bit more carefully.
当我到了神学院，我再比较小细心的去读一下四世纪。
And I discovered, man, this is a really bad book.
我才发现四世纪原来是一个蛮负面的书。
And I actually really don't want to be like any of these guys.
我真的也不太愿意成为像里面的任何一个人。
The book of Judges is a very important book for us today.
但事实上，四世纪对我们今天是一本很重要的书。
It is amazing that a book that was written that long ago has so much relevance to life in America as 21st century Christians.
令人很惊讶的是，在那么久以前所写的书，居然和今天我们的美国生活是那么的配合。
And to help bridge that gap, I want to share with you an article that was written about 10 years ago.
让我用的一个十年前一篇文章来把这那个时空跟这个时空的间隔把它合在一起。
In April of 2000, the Wall Street Journal published an article entitled "Redefining God."
在两千年四月的时候，在《华尔街》杂志有一篇文章叫做《重新定义神》。
Lisa Miller was the reporter, and her research was involving a group of 10 people with different backgrounds.
她的作者叫做丽莎·米勒，她是一个记者，她研究了十个不同背景的民族。
And the question she asked is, "What is God?"
她的问题是，什么是神
？Interesting question.
很有意思的一个问题。
What is God? Not who is God.
他的问题是什么是神，而不是谁是神。
Now there's a lot of answers. I just picked three to share with you.
有许多的答案，但是我这边只选了三个来跟你们分享。
A pastor in New York City writes this as his response.
一个牧者在纽约的一个教会的一个牧者，他是这样子说的。
You can put that slide up there. That's the right one. God is a force field of positive energy.
他是这么说，神是一个正能量的一个力量网。
The CEO of Artemis Records write, "God is pure love, intense feelings of love."
另外一个公司的总经理是这样说的：神是一个纯粹的爱，有强烈的爱在里面。
And the founder of Sun Microsystems, a Protestant, he writes this: "As scientists, we can say God is a part of our genes."
另外一个公司的创办人，他也是一个新教教徒，他说。从一个科学家的角度，我们可以说神是我们基因的一部分。
Now I share those thoughts with you because it brings what the book of Judges has to say out of the ancient world and right into our modern world.
我这样子来跟你们分享，是因为我们可以从这些的话语里面，将四世纪所说的那个古代的神，把它搬到我们今天来。
Because what the Wall Street Journal just described,
在华尔街日报里面，我们正看到的它的如何叙述
，is exactly what is happening in the Book of Judges.
就正是当年啊四世纪里面所描述的一样。
If we go back one book from the Book of Judges to the Book of Joshua.
如果我们回到前一本书，也就是约书亚记。
We have a record of how the 12 tribes entered and took possession of the promised land.
我们在约书亚记，我们看到以色列十二族进入了迦南地来取地为业。
At the end of Joshua in chapter 24, verse 29.
在约书亚记最后一章二十章二十九节是这样说的。
We read that Joshua lived for 110 years.
约书亚活了110年。
And under his leadership, Israel served the Lord.
在约书亚的领导之下，以色列民族来侍奉神。
This was a good season in the life of Israel.
这是以色列人生活上面最好的时候。
The country was run by people who had a direct and personal relationship with God.
这个国家是被一个跟神有直接关系的人来领导的。
But eventually the time came when all of those elders passed away.
但当所有的长老都过世的时候。
And that's when we get to the book of Judges in chapter 2, verse 10.
这就是我们来看到的四世纪第二章第十节。
So if you have your Bible and you want to open up to there, that's where we're going to spend our time.
请我们打开我们的圣经四世纪第二章第十节。
And this is what we read in verse 10 of chapter 2 in the book of Judges.
在四世纪第二章第十节是这样说的。
And all that generation were gathered to their fathers, in other words, they all passed away, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
四世纪第二章第十节，那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，也就是说他们都死了。后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
That has to be one of the saddest verses in the Bible.
我们相信这个经文可能是圣经里面最难过的一节经文。
But that verse sets the scene for the book of Judges.
但是这一节经文却把整个四世纪的情景给说出来了。
The entire book of Judges is told so that we see what happens when there is a generation of people who do not know God and they do not know what God has done.
这本书要告诉我们，就是这一个世代，这一个世代发生什么事，当他们不认识神，也不知道神为他们做了什么事的时候。
And when you read this book, it is not very pleasant reading.
当我们读这本书的时候，我们会不觉得很开心。
The book of Judges begins a whole new chapter in the life of God's people.
四世纪打开了一个整个神子民的一个新的一个生活局面。
And it is a chapter in the life of Israel that is very, very relevant and important for us today.
而以色列人的生活生命对我们来讲也是有相对的关系性。
You see, in the desert,
我们看到当他们在旷野的时候。
Though the people of God often disobeyed,
那一群以色列人经常的悖逆神
and although sometimes they disbelieved,
虽然他们有时候会有不信的现象
they nonetheless knew who God was,
但他们却学会了谁是神
and they knew what God had done for Israel,
而且他们也学会了神为以色列民族做了什么
That generation, although at times disobedient and disbelieving, that generation walked across the Red Sea without getting their feet wet.
那一群人虽然有时候会悖逆神，但是那一群却经历了神的大能，穿过了渡过了红海，没有把脚沾湿。
See, even though sometimes they were unfaithful, they were also the generation that would go out in the morning and gather manna that miraculously appeared as food from the Lord.
虽然那一群人时常会不信，但是却也是同一群人常常聚集在一起来经历神的神迹，从天上降下粮食来。
And though many times they did not do what God wanted them to do, they were a generation that stood at the bottom of Mount Sinai, and they could see God speaking through the fire and through the smoke and through the thunder.
那是一群不信神的人，但是却被聚集在西乃山下面，看着整个西乃山发烟，来聆听神颁下的律法。
See, their faith is a little bit like ours. Sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. Sometimes they believe, sometimes they don't.
他们就像我们一样，我们的信心有时高，有时低，有时好，有时坏。
But even in their failures, they knew who God was.
但即使在他们失败里面，他们知道谁是神。
If the Wall Street Journal would have been around back then,
如果在华尔街日报在那个时候有的话，
and they sent a reporter to interview the Israelites,
如果让这一位记者来面谈这一些以色列人，
and the reporter asked, "What is God?"
如果这个记者问他们说什么是神，
anyone from that generation would have said, "Wrong question."
所有的在那一代的人会告诉这位记者说，你问的问题问错了。
You should ask who, not what is God.
你应该问谁是神，而不是什么是神。
And we can give you an answer to that question.
而我们可以给你那个答案。
He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He is the God who appeared to Moses and said, "I am who I am."
他是那一位向摩西显现说我是那我是的神。
He has given us the Ten Commandments.
他是那位颁布十诫给我们的神。
He is Creator, Judge, and Savior.
他是那创造者，他是那审判者，他也是what's the last one?
Savior.
拯救者。
He delivered us from slavery.
他将我们从奴隶之下拯救出来。
He is holy.
他是圣洁的。
Righteous.
正义的。
Loving.
爱的。
Merciful.
慈爱的。
Gracious.
有恩典的。
And he is to be worshipped.
他必须要被敬拜的，
adored，
敬仰的，
but also feared，
但是也同样要被敬畏的，
because he is the living God，
因为他是那位又真又活的神。
Now remember again， these people didn't always obey God，
但是我们要记得这一群人不是常常来遵守神的命令，
but at least they knew who God was and what God had done，
但是至少他们知道谁是神，而且神做了什么。
But now we are being told that a brand new generationis growing up without this knowledge.
但现在我们被告知说，有一群新的世代生长起来，他们不知道这位神，他们不认识这位神。
They don't know who God is.
他们不认识这位神是谁。
They certainly don't know what he's done.
他们也不知道这位神做了什么。
And so their problem is not one of unbelief, it is one of ignorance.
他们的问题不在于是他们不相信神，而在于他们对神的无知。
And doesn't that describe the generation in which, the culture in which we live?
那这一节经文不也是告诉我们，像我们今天在这个文化里面长大的一样吗？
That's what the Wall Street Journal is proving to us.
这就是华尔街日报向我们所展现、所证明的。
And it raises a very sobering question.
而这个也引申了一个非常严肃的问题。
How could this have happened in just one generation?
这种现象怎么会在一个世代里面就发生？
And I guess the answer to that is this.
我猜想，要这样子来回答这个问题。
The parents were busy building a life in a prosperous land.
因为他们的父母亲在应许地里面忙着来建立生活。
The parents were busy pursuing their version of the American dream.
这些父母们忙着来建造他们。就像今天我们所谓的美国梦一样。
You can call it the Egyptian dream if you want.
你也可以说它是埃及的梦。
This generation who had seen God do wonderful things in their own lifetime.
这一个父母的这一代，他们曾经看过耶和华神所做的作为。
Clearly neglected the teaching of their children.
但是完全的忽略了对下一代的教导。
So that within one generation.
所以在一个世代的时候。
The knowledge of God was lost.
对神的认识丧失了。
Even in a culture that was as religious as Israel was.
即使像以色列这样子敬虔的一个民族，也发生了这种事情。
So please be aware that as you study the book of Judges.
所以当我们来研读四世纪的时候，让我们来警醒。
There is an absolute priority for parents and for leaders.
所以有一个对父母亲对领袖们有一个很重要的教导。
And for everyone who is concerned about the spiritual condition of our nation,
有任何对任何人对我们国家的属灵光景有关心的人
，We are to teach our children who God is.
我们需要来教导我们孩子谁是神。
And we are to teach our children what God has done.
我们也要教导我们的孩子神为我们做了什么。
That is vital.
这是非常活生生重要的。
We are not to just try and raise our children to be a good boy or a good girl.
我们不是只是想尽办法将我们的孩子培养成为一个好孩子。
Our most important prayer and priority is not that our kids would get into an Ivy League university.
我们最重要的目的不是将我们的孩子能够送到常春藤大学。
But that they would follow Jesus all the days of their life. Amen?
Amen.
但是他们的每天的生活是能够跟随耶稣的脚步。
They must know who God is.
他们必须知道谁是神。
They must know what God has done.
他们必须知道神的作为。
And not from the stories of somebody else, but from your story and from your life and from your mouth.
父母亲们，他们要学习的不是从哪一个故事里面，而是要从我们的身上来学习谁是神，谁的作为。
Because only when they are armed with that knowledge will they be in a position to make a meaningful response of faith and obedience.
唯有他们在这种生活里面所学习到、所装备到的对神的认识。
Now remember, it is never our job to bring a person to faith.
这永远不太迟把一个人当到带到信心的面前里面。
That is something that only the Holy Spirit can do.
这唯有圣灵可以来做。
But God has given the task to every parent, to every leader, to teach and to model what the faith is.
但圣灵也教导每一个做父母的、做每一个领袖的什么是信心。
It only took one generation of neglect for the knowledge of God to be lost.
这只要花一个世代的人去来忽略神的对神的认识。
But what can be lost in one generation can be restored in the next generation.
但好的一方面是，当一个世代可以丧失的，在一个世代也可以重新被建立起来。
By the grace of God.
借着神的恩典。
And that is our challenge and our calling today.
而这就是我们今对我们今天的挑战以及对我们的呼召。
Now the book of Judges goes on to explain a cycle of events that recurs many, many times.
而诗记也让我们看到有一个循环，这循环不断的发生重演。
Over a period of a few generations.
在几个世代里面不断的重演着。
And there are three stages to this cycle.
而在这个循环里面有三个步骤。
The first part of the cycle is that.The people forsake God and they turn to idols.
在这个循环的第一个步骤是人们来遗弃神而转向偶像。
As a result of this, God gets angry and turns them over to their enemies.
也因为如此，神的怒气发作，将他们交于敌人的手中。
And then the third stage is that they cry out to God and God responds by sending them a deliverer.
而在这个情况之下，他们向神哀求的时候，神就兴起施施拯救者来为他们兴起拯救者。
Someone who saves them from their oppressors, and then the land enjoys a period of peace.
在这个土地上面，神为他们兴起拯救，让他们重新回到和平安乐的日子里面。
So if you were to just write down this little circle and use three words and just kind of create this little cycle, you would have idolatry, judgment.Grace, and it just there's this cycle that just keeps repeating throughout the book.
So, if we use three words to 完成这个循环的话，我们会看到有偶像，有审判，有拯救，他们就不断的在这个循环里面循环着。
Now, what is idolatry? Let's look at this first part of the cycle. What is idolatry? And the answer is in verse 12. Let's look at it there.
So, 让我们看一下第十二节，什么是崇拜偶像的意思。
We read, they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped other gods.
在十二节，我们看到他们离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神。
And you read this again, and you'll find this line that runs throughout the book of Judges. For example, in chapter 3, verse 7.
如果我们在读这个的话，我们会看到这一节经文不断的在诗记里面出现，如同在第三章第七节里面。
See, here we are, just one chapter later, but we read the exact same thing. And the sons of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served the Baals and the Asheroth.
就在下一章里面，我们突然看到同样的事情，在第三章第七节，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，忘记耶和华他们的神，去侍奉朱巴利和亚瑟拉。
Now from chapter 3 onwards, as you read through the book of Judges, you will keep coming across this whole business of idolatry.
如果我们从第三章以后一直看的话，我们会看到这一个偶像崇拜的事情不断的发生。
Every page, when you flip it, you'll come across a name like Baal, or Molech, or Dagon, or Isis.
如果我们看下去的话，我们会看到许多偶像的名字不断的发生。
These names are foreign to us.
这些名字一直在我们的前面。
But it comes up so frequently that it must be of some significance to the scripture.
虽然对这些名字对我们是陌生的，可是它不断的出现在我们的眼前，是不是告诉我们一些事情？
Now, people today don't worship Baal. Not that, nobody that I know, anyways.
据我所知，在今天我们没有人侍奉所谓的巴利。
So we may be tempted to think that idolatry isn't an issue anymore.
或许我们会这样想，崇拜偶像不再是一个问题。
But the Wall Street Journal tells us what idolatry is in the title to this article written by Lisa Miller.
但在《华尔街日报》里面他告诉我们什么是偶像崇拜。
The title for that article I quoted from a moment ago is entitled "Redefining God."
在这个杂志的题目里面，他告诉我们什么叫做偶像崇拜，也从他的题目里面重新定义上帝这一句话来看。
And this is her opening sentence.
而这是他的开场白。
Across the country, people are redefining God.
从整个国家，人们不断的在重新定义上帝。
They are embracing individualistic conceptions of God to suit their own spiritual needs.
他们追求的一种个人观念上的神来满足个人的属灵需要。
You're not going to find a better definition of idolatry than that right there, my friends.
我想我们看不到对偶像崇拜有更好的定义了。
The Wall Street Journal could have just as easily have entitled their article "Idolatry in America."
华尔街日报可以很容易的用另外一个题目，比如说偶像崇拜在美国的偶像崇拜。
And according to the article, our country is full of idolatry.
根据这个杂志，我们会看到整个美国是充满着偶像崇拜。
Of course, you don't hear about Baal or Molech or any of these other names.
当然，我们听不到那些所谓的神的名字。
We have replaced it with a force field of positive energy.
我们将这一些偶像用另外一种形式来取代，比如说像一种正面的能力。
Or we call it a pure, intense feeling of love.
或是我们对神说他，我们说神是一种很强烈的一种纯洁的爱。
See, redefining God is the essence of idolatry, whether it is ancient or modern.
不论是古代或是现在，当我们对神重新定义的时候，我们就是一种偶像崇拜。
It's a remarkable thing that a few thousand years after the period of the Judges began, we are still in the same position of having a leading newspaper of the day describe idolatry in our land.
这很惊讶的是，在几千年前，当四世纪开始这样子叙述的时候，而这种同样的事情在我们今天也有相似的东西在发生中。
And that should make us realize that idolatry is a powerfully attractive phenomenon that will always, in some measure, be with us.
So, 我们要了解的是，崇拜偶像是有一种很有吸引力的事情在里面。
And the reason why it is so powerfully attractive is because it puts you and me in a position of absolute control.
为什么崇拜偶像有那么大的对我们有这么大的能量跟吸引力呢？因为它把我们放在其中，成为一个控制者。
Because instead of being under the authority of the living God who says, I am who I am,
因为取代了我们在神之下那位我是的神的之下。
Men and women in every generation have preferred to create a God that suits their own spiritual needs.
而我们创造了一个适合我们需要的神。
That's why idolatry is attractive.
这是为什么崇拜偶像是那么的吸引力。
But it is also deeply offensive.
但是同样的，却也是非常的侵犯神。
If I could personalize this,
如果我可以把这一件事情个人化。
Imagine if your spouse, your husband or your wife said to you,
让我们想象，如果你的配偶或是你的朋友跟你说一句，
I like the general idea of having you around.
我对你在我 在我的身边，我有一个蛮好的感觉。
But I don't like who you are.
但我不喜欢你是谁。
What you have to say.
那你要怎么说呢？
Or what you do.
或你做的事情。
Some of you are going, hey, that sounds like my house. No, I'm just kidding.
这件事情可能他开玩笑了，说这件事情可能每天都在我们的家中发生。
I think you would find that deeply offensive.
你会觉得那个非常侵犯你。
But that is exactly what idolatry does in relations to God.
但这件事情就是我们跟神关系之间发生的非常常发生的事情。当我们在崇拜偶像的时候
，It is humanity saying what we want is a God-like figure.
从就我们人类的角度来讲，我们希望神成为一个像人一样的。
Because we see the need for someone to occupy that role.
因为我们需要有一个所谓的需要来占据那个角色。
But we don't like who you are.
但我不喜欢你是你的你是谁。
We certainly don't like what you say.
我们也更不喜欢你说了什么。
And we really don't want to do what you want us to do.
而我们也很不喜欢你想要做什么事情。
And God's response to that as we look at the book of Judges is he says, okay, if I hear you clearly, then I will leave.
但我们从四世纪我们会看到神清楚地说，如果我听得很明白你说的是什么，那我会离开。
I will take my hand of protection that has been upon you all of these years, and I will give you into the hands of your enemies, and I will allow you to live with the consequences of your own choice.
所以神对以色列人说，我会将我保护你们的手挪开来，将你们交付在敌人的手中，让你们去承受你们悖逆的罪。
Now that describes the first part of the cycle.
而这就是来描述了第一部分，循环的第一个部分。
Now let's look at the second part.
那我们看看第二个部分。
In chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
在第四世纪第二章，11到15节。
I don't know, is it on the screen? Or if not, I'll just read it out loud.
让我们打开我们自己的圣经，打开四世纪第二章，11到15节。
Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were around them and bowed themselves down to them. Thus they provoked the Lord to anger. So they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asheroth. And the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he gave them into the hand of plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies around them so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them, for evil, as the Lord had spoken, and as the Lord had sworn to them, so that they were severely distressed.
四记二章十一到十五节，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神，惹耶和华发怒，并离弃耶和华，去侍奉巴利和耶斯他录。耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们的人的手中，又将他们赋予视为仇敌的手中，甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住。他们无论往何处去，耶和华都以灾祸攻击他们，正如耶和华所说的话，又如耶和华向他们所起的事，他们便极其困苦。
So what's happening is that as the people reject the living God, he allows them to experience a crisis in order to bring them back.
这是我们看到当我们来离弃那一位活或又真又活的神的时候，他就允许他们进入那一种危机里面，那种困难里面。
When they are unfaithful to God, the Lord's anger is provoked.
当我们不信神的时候，神的怒气就发作。
It's the same way you would feel if someone had been unfaithful to you.
就像我们如果有人对我们有不信的时候，我们也会生气一样。
God's heart is wounded. His anger is provoked. He withdraws and he allows them to live with the consequences of their own choices.
神的心也会受伤，他就将他自己离开了以色列人，将他们交付在敌人手中。
It's important for us to understand that this is the way that God deals with persistent sin, and particularly with the sin of idolatry.
要我们要很注意的是，这个是神对于不断持续不断犯罪，尤其是对犯偶像罪所做的一些做法。
Now, the book of Judges is really important. It's very helpful for us to understand the book of Judges. If you go back to Genesis chapter 15 and verse 16.
有一个很好的办法让我们能够来了解四世纪，就是我们回到创世纪第十五章。
In fact, Genesis 15:16 helps us to understand a great deal of Old Testament history.
事实上，创世纪十五、十六章可以让我们来明白整个旧约。
God is having a conversation with Abraham in that chapter.
在十五章里面，神与亚伯拉罕有一个对话。
And he says, this land that you're standing on, that you see, this land called Canaan, I will give it to your descendants.
耶和华神向伯拉罕说，你所站立的住就是迦南地，是我要赐给你的地。
But it will not happen for another 400 years.
但这件事情要在四百年之后才会发生。
Why 400 years?
为什么要等四百年呢？
The answer is in verse 16.
这答案就在第十六节。
And I'll read it for you.
让我们会念一下。
For the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
因为在当地的民族，他们的罪孽尚满。
Picture a cup underneath the sink when you turn on the water spout.
让我们想象我们在倒一杯水到一个杯子里面。
And you slowly fill up that cup with water. You turn the water on and the water just rises in the cup, right? Can you picture it?
我们就像慢慢的把那个杯子加满。
That's what God is saying.
这就是神在正说的。
The Amorites is a common term. It's a general term to describe all of the different tribes that inhabited the land of Canaan.
亚摩利人，他就来用亚摩利人这个名词来形容在迦南地所有的居住的居民。
And we're told that in the time of Abraham,
我们被告知在亚伯拉罕的那个时代里面，
these Amorites were sinning against God.
这一群亚摩利人是侵犯神的。
But God is patient; He is slow to anger.
但神有怜悯，他不轻易发怒。
He overlooks their sins for 400 years.
神不看亚摩利人的罪恶有四百年的时间。
As the idolatry and the evil just keeps filling up and filling up and filling up.
直到这些罪或是这个崇拜偶像的事情，慢慢的填满。
But there comes a point even when God reaches his limit.
但一直到了神也到了他的极限的时候。
And when that limit is reached, God acts in judgment and he acts to remove them from the land.
而这个事情就是我们现在四世纪所看到的，当他们罪恶满盈的时候，神就要将他们赶离这地。
Now during these 400 years, while God is patiently overlooking the sins of the Amorites,
在这四百年当中，神一直很有耐心地忍受着亚摩利人的罪。
He is also working in the lives of his people.
但同样的，神也在这个同一个时间来建造他的自己的子民。
He has allowed them to go through a prolonged suffering in the land of Egypt.
神允许他的子民在埃及地里面能够来承受一些苦难。
He has disciplined them through that experience.
他要教导他们从神要在让他们在苦难里面来教导他们。
He brings them out of Egypt, but they're not yet ready to trust him or to walk forward in faith.
神将他们带离了埃及，但是他知道他们还没有那个完全的信心，能够在信心里面行走。
And so he leads them through another 40 years in a desert to discipline and to purify them.
这是为什么神让他们在旷野里面继续行走了40年，来建造他们，来教导他们。
And then they're finally ready to take that initiative of faith to go and occupy the land he's promised them.
所以当时候满足的时候，当他们信心完全被建立的时候，神就准备带他们进入迦南地，过约旦河。
At that point, Israel is now ready to enter into the blessing of God.
在那个时候以色列人就预备好了要进入迦南地。
And at the same time, after 400 years of overlooking the sins of the Amorites, it has reached its full measure.
但同一个时间，这亚摩利人的罪恶也满了。
And God brings these two things together, the time of blessing for Israel and the time of judgment for the Amorites.
所以我们看到神的手在一方面祝福的以色列人，一方面又在等候亚摩利人的时候的罪恶满盈的时候，将这两件事情就放在一起。
And in God's sovereign power, He brings these two things together in perfect timing so that one fits the other.
所以我们看到神大能的能力将这两件事情完全的配合在一起。
Now, by the time you get to Judges,
所以当我们看到四世纪的时候，
we are a generation later,
我们看到下一个世代兴起。
And we are finding that Israel has turned away from God.
我们却发现下一代人却远离了神。
To the very idols that the Amorites had worshipped.
而去亲近了亚摩利人当初所崇拜的那些偶像们。
They are embracing the very evils for which God has sent judgment upon the Amorites for.
他们去拥抱了这一些偶像，也就是神要去审判的。
There's an idiom that says the shoe is now on the other foot.
有一个谚语就是说，这只鞋现在在另外一只脚上。
So what does God do?
所以神会怎么做呢？
He gives his own people back into the hands of the Amorites.
他将他自己的百姓放回到
Idolatry,
亚摩利人手中。
Idolatry in God's time always leads to judgment.
崇拜偶像在神的眼里总是引导到审判里面去。
That's part two of the cycle.Thankfully, that is not the last part of the cycle.
这就是第二个循环，但是感谢神，这不是最后一个循环。
Because the last part of the cycle is grace.
因为在循环的最后一步是恩典。
And that is very important for us to understand.
这对我们来讲是非常重要的一件事情。
Look at chapter 2, verse 16.
让我们看一下士师记第二章第十六节。
Then the Lord raised up judges.Who saved them out of the hands of these raiders, out of the hands of their enemies?
士师记二章十六节，耶和华兴起士师，士师就拯救他们脱离夺他们人的手。
You see, under the distress of judgment and oppression, the people turn back to God and they cry out to Him to help and to save them.
在这一切的压迫之下，人们就回转向神，向神哀求。
And it's very interesting because in the Wall Street article, Lisa Miller essentially writes the same thing.
So, 很有意思的是，在《华尔街日报》那位丽莎米勒这位作者也讲了同样的事情。
This is what she says.
这是她怎么说的
？Even as many Americans search for deeper connections with God, they aren't facing the kinds of crises that often prompt people to seek protection and salvation from above.
其实美国人在寻求与神有更亲近的一个连结的时候，他们没有遇见一些灾难能够使他们回到去求由上面来的拯救与保护。
She then ends her article by saying, "Tough times or sudden hardships could change all of this in a hurry."
但他在最后的时候却说到，在困难或是突然来的灾难里面，会将这一切。很快的改变。
For no matter how broad or far-flung people's conceptions of God are, they revert back to God the Father when the going gets tough.
当时候困难的时候，无论他们离神有多远，他们都会回转到他们的神。
That's exactly what the book of Judges is telling us. I'm sure she didn't read this book when she was writing this article.
这就正是四世纪所说的一模一样。
In other words, while these people engaged in all of these mystical, Far Eastern mystical religions and experimented with these things, and they forsook the Lord, God delivered them to the hands of their enemies, and then they turned back.
当以色列人在中东这一带地方的时候，他们遇到了这一堆的困难的时候，当神把他们交付在敌人手中，他们受到困苦，他们就回转向神。
Because when the going gets tough,
当生活困难的时候
，The question becomes very simple.
那问题就会变得很简单。
Is there a God who can act?
有没有一位神可以有所行动的
？Is there a God who can do something to help you in the crisis that you are facing?
我们会问一个问题：有没有一个神在我困难的时候能够来帮助我的？
And how in all of the world, when you are facing a crisis, is it going to help you to call on your genes?
我们会想，如果我们如何在一个困难的时候来向我们自己的基因来呼求
，or a force field, or intense feelings of love,
或是像我们所谓的那种很强烈的爱来呼求，或是像我们所谓的一种正能量来呼求。
The scripture is very clear.It is only those who call upon the name of the Lord that will be saved.
圣经很明白地告诉我们，唯有那些呼求神的名的人可以必得拯救。
He is the one who delivers.
他是那一位拯救者。
Now, as you go through the book of Judges, you will discover individual judges like Deborah and Gideon and Jephthah and Samson.
当我们来念士师记的时候，我们会看到一个一个的士师被兴起。
The Lord comes upon these judges and fill them with power and insight to do remarkable things to deliver God's people from their enemies.
神用到这一些事实将能力赋予他们来拯救以色列人。
But as you read through the book carefully, you'll discover that these folks had significant limitations.
但让我们注意来读这些事实的事情的时候，我们都会发现每一个事实都有它的缺点。
It's actually kind of hard to admire them.
让我们很难来钦佩他们。
Most of them were seriously lacking in character.
事实上，很多他们都缺少很多的我们所谓的美德在里面。
Take this guy named Ehud.
让我们看看这个以物。
Any of you read about him yet?
Yeah.
He's a left-handed man. He sounds a little bit like a cowardly assassin as you read about his story.
如果我们来看看以物这位士师，他似乎是一个蛮软弱胆怯的人。
Take Gideon.
我们看看基甸。
I thought Gideon was such a cool dude when I was growing up.
当我小的时候，我认为基甸是一个蛮酷的人。
I'm so glad my parents did not name me Gideon.
我很高兴我的。我父母没有把我命名为基甸。
This guy is so lacking in faith that he needs multiple confirmations from God before he would do a simple act of obedience and a very clear thing that God had told him.
基甸是如此的缺乏信心，他要求神给他这么多次的证据，来完成一件神已经很显明在他的眼前的事情。
See, sometimes we struggle because you know we didn't have a personal conversation on our cell phone with God, right?
有时候我们很难做一些事情，是因为我们好像跟神没有直接的联系。
So we struggle. We try to use our senses. We try to use reason. We try to use God's word. We try to use the counsel that God has put in our lives through the church. We try to ask our elders. We try to use as many resources as we can, and we try to make the best decision, trusting the Spirit to lead us. But that's not Gideon. Gideon got a direct conversation from God.
所以在我们日常生活里面，我们一个用着很多的，我们会试图用的很多的方式，无论是问长老也好，问看圣经也好，用着各式各样的方法来验证我们自己所领受的。但是这不是基甸，基甸他跟神有直接的接触。
It's kind of like my kids. When I tell my kids to go do something, you know what their first response is?
就像我的小孩，当我叫我小孩去做一些事情的时候，我的小孩第一个反应是
Why?
为什么
？I'm like, what do you mean why? Because I told you.
我就看着我孩子说，你说什么？为什么？什么叫为什么？我就叫你这样子，就是这样子。
Gideon wants God to like to repeat himself two more times before he'll actually do it.
基甸事实上是为要神再重复两次，直到他确定他要去做的时候。
Do you like telling your kids three times before they obey you?
你会希望你要告诉你的孩子三次以后他们才去来遵循你的话去做吗
？And you think I'm too hard on Gideon?Think about what he named his son.
如果你认为我对基甸的批评太过的话，我们看看他如何来对他孩子命名。
He gave his son the name Abimelech.
Okay, I have to read it.
Abimelech. Well,
anyway, 他对他孩子命名为Abimelech.
The name means my dad is king. That's what the literal translation of that name is. My dad is king. So he walked around school saying, "My pop's the king. My pop's the king."
所以基甸将他孩子命名的意思，那个名字的意思是我的爸爸是神，是王。所以你会想象他的孩子到处跑着，人家叫他的时候，他就说我的爸爸是王，我的爸爸是王。这个名字。
Yeah, exactly. He didn't say. He didn't give him the name Elihu, which means my God is he. He didn't give his son the name Elijah. The Lord is my God. No, he didn't give him that name. Not a name that talks about God. A name that talks about him.
基甸给他儿子的命名没有提到不是。去说神是王，或是神是他的拯救，而是关系到他自己，基甸他自己。
And we understand this because in Asian culture, naming your son is a very important thing, right?
因为我们的文化背景，我们知道对孩子的命名是有一个很重要的意义在里面。
The naming of Gideon's son was all about him, nothing about God.
基甸为他孩子命名的一切是为了他自己，而不是为了神。
How about this guy named Jephthah?
好，那我们来看看这个另外一个事实。
You know you're in trouble when your name is Jephthah.
我们看到这个名字的时候，我们也知道有问题了。
You get beat up on a playground with a name like that.
如果你的名字是这个的话，你在外面玩的会被人家打得很惨。
He makes a disastrous choice that involved the sacrifice of his own daughter.
他做了一个很不好的决定，就是把他自己女儿献上。
First off, there was a way to get around that law.
他第一个想到的是要如何来避免这件事情。
Secondly, the Israelites were never to make human sacrifices. What is this guy who is supposed to be a judge from the Lord doing, vowing to make a human sacrifice?
而且我们也知道在以色列的律法里面没有献活献人祭的这件事情，但为什么这个人却发了一个誓，以至于他必须要献他女儿为祭？
You know why these guys didn't know the Lord, and they certainly did not know God's word.
因为我们可以很明白知道，因为这个士师他不认识神，更不知道神的话语。
How about Samson?
那我们再来看看三孙。
I call him the strongest weak man ever.
我称呼他为最强壮的最软弱者。
Strongest man who ever lived could not control his own hormones.
Okay. 我们看到这一个强壮人却不能控制他自己的性欲。
He had a hard time with the ladies. Is that easier?
Yeah.
His failures are legendary.
他的失败是一个很传奇的事情。
And you remember that whole incident when he eats honey out of the carcass? He not only defiles himself, he defiles his parents because he gives it to his parents to eat.
我们记得当他从死狮子里面取蜂蜜来吃的时候，他不仅仅污秽了自己，他也污秽了他父母，因为他也把这蜂蜜拿给了他的父母吃。
Has no regard for the law of God, and he doesn't care its impact on the people around him either.
他完全不理会所谓的神的律法，他也影响了他周围的人。
And not only were there major defects in the character of these judges, but they failed to change the fundamental issue, which is the heart of God's people.
我们看到的不仅仅是这些事实的缺陷，而最重要的是他们没有办法改变。
That's why the story of Judges is not linear, it is cyclical. It is not a straight line with an ending, it is cyclical.
这就是为什么我们看四世纪的时候，它不是一件一件事情的这样子下去，而是一个循环的不断的在那边循环着。
It doesn't have an ending.
它没有一个结束的时候。
It just keeps going in cycles after cycle after cycle.
我们会看到他这事情就不断的重复发生。
Idolatry, judgment, grace.
偶像崇拜、审判、恩典。
And then back to idolatry, and the cycle repeats itself again and again and again.
当他们回到偶像崇拜的时候，这个循环就不断的重复自己。
By the time you get to the end of Judges, we recognize the need for a deliverer who was better than any of these folks that we read about.
当我们看到四世纪最后的时候，我们看到有一个士师被兴起，是比这一些士师都更好的。
We realize the need for a judge who can change the heart of God's people.
我们知道我们需要一个拯救者，可以改变。
Not just their external circumstances.
不是他们外面的事情。
We need a deliverer who can bring change that will last.
我们需要一个拯救者，这个改变，而这改变是可以存到永远的。
If you fast forward history another 400 years, you will find that the people of God once again are yet under another oppressor.
如果我们将时间加速，我们看到400年之后，这一些神的子民又在另外一个。
And this time, God's people have been delivered into the hands of the Romans.
我们会看到这一群子民被放到罗马人的手中。
Again, God's people are hoping that God will raise up a judge, a deliverer.
我们又再一次看到神的子民又在期盼着能够神能够兴起拯救者来释放他们从罗马人手中。
But there's a faithful couple that is in the temple praying day and night for a not for a Samson, not for a Gideon. Not for a human judge like what we read in the book of Judges, but they're praying for a savior.
我们会看到在圣殿里面有一对年老夫妇昼夜祷告，不是为了祷告士师被兴起，而是祷告有一个拯救者。
See, they looked at their country and they realized the biggest problem that we have in our country is not, renewable energy sources.
当他们看到整个国家的问题的时候，他们知道这个国家需要的不是只是一个能够重复。
They've looked and they realized that the problem in our country is not because whether we have a Democrat or a Republican in the office.
当他们看整个国家的时候，他们知道这个国家的问题不在于说是民主党还是共和党在执政。
They looked at their country and they realized the problem with the people in our country is not because whether we've got an economic problem or we've got an international problem.
当他们看整个国家的问题的时候，他们知道这个问题不在于经济上面的问题，或是国际上面的问题。
they realize that there needs to be a deeper change than just a change of politics or a change of economics.
他们知道要改变这些事情，有一个更深的事情需要改变，而不仅仅只是在经济上面或是外交政策上面。
And once again, the faithful remnant of God are crying out to God for deliverance.
再一次，我们看到这些信心者向神在呼求哀求。
And God sends a judge, but this time His own Son.
而这一次神兴起了另外一个拯救者，也是他自己的儿子。
And His ministry is focused on the heart.
而这一位拯救者，他的职事重点是在于人的心。
The angel tells Joseph to name him Jesus in Matthew 1:21 because he will save his people from their oppressors.
在马太福音里面，天使告诉约瑟说：“你要命这个孩子的名为耶稣，因为他拯救他的子民。”
He'll save his people from a bad depression.
他是要拯救他的子民从那种经济大衰退下面之下吗
？No，
不是的。
To save them from their sins.
要拯救他们脱离罪恶。
Not from the external circumstances of the Roman occupation.But from the heart of the issue, which is our sins before God.
耶稣被下来，不是要拯救他们脱离外在的罗马政府的压迫，而是要从内在的罪的辖制下面拯救出来。
That's why when the people wanted to seize him and make him political king.
这是为什么人们在他周围的人们抓着他要立耶稣为王。
He refused and he simply walked away.
但耶稣怎么做？他就是单单的拒绝，他就走开了。
Because while God could change the external circumstances of your life that bother you so much,
当神要来改变这些困扰着你的外在的问题的时候
you know, as a pastor, I counsel people, I work with people all the time.
身为一个牧师，我跟很多人做过一些辅导。
And you know, in almost every single relational breakdown, in every marriage that fails, in every marital conflict or relational conflict, every individual always thinks that the problem is with the other person.
你知道所有的一些关系的破坏上面的时候，所有的人都认为问题是出在对方。
If God would change my wife or my husband or my kids or my employer or my commute or the, you know, these idiot drivers around me, I would be a happy person.
如果神，他们都会认为说，如果神能够改变对方的话，我的生活就会更快乐。
If God changed your external circumstances but left your heart unchanged, all that would happen in your life will be it'll look just like the book of Judges.
如果神单单改变你外面的环境，却不来改变你内心的话，它的结果就像我们现在读到的四世纪一样。
Going around in endless cycles, but never getting to the heart of the matter.
你的问题就会这样子一直的循环，却永远达不到那个靶心。
And so, at the height of the ministry, the Lord Jesus was arrested. He's taken to the cross and he's crucified.
其实为什么在耶稣的执事里面，他的最重要的就是上了十字架。
The judge, the deliverer whom God sent, he dies.
这位神所兴起的士师，这个拯救者，他死了。
And I have to imagine that if I was living during that time and I thought, man, finally we got another judge like the good old days that we read about in church history. Finally, we've got somebody who can deliver us and then he's crucified. I think I would be thinking, oh, well, I guess we're just going to repeat the cycle again.
如果我们用一点想象力，如果我们是当时的人，我们看到耶稣下来的时候，我们会说，哎呀，终于我神又兴起了另外一个士师要来拯救我们。但当我们看到耶稣上了十字架的时候，我们或许在心里会说：“哇，又走了一个，可能又这个循环又要开始重复。”
Until the third day when he kicks open hell's front door and walks right out.
但直到等到第三天，耶稣从死里复活的时候。
Because this is the deliverer who never dies.
因为这是一个永远不死的拯救者。
And that means he's not only able to give you help at one point in your life.
而这个意思就是说，他不仅仅是只是在你今生可以让你得到帮助。
But he lives as your deliverer right through the days, right through the weeks and the month and the years of your life, right through death into eternity.
而他的意思更是，他每天每时一直到永生，他都是你的拯救者。
So how should we respond to him?
所以让我们问问我们自己，我们要如何来回应呢？
We must turn from idols and serve the living and true God.
我们必须从偶像崇拜里面转移，来侍奉这位又真又活的神。
As we prepare for communion, I just have a couple of questions for you to reflect on and pray about.
当我们在准备饼杯的时候，我有一些问题来请问各家来，请问大家来思想一下。
If you recognize that your life needs to change, but you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to ask that you would consider not thinking about your circumstances, but that you would receive Jesus as the one variable that will change your life fundamentally.
我第一个问题是，如果在你的生活里面有，你觉得有许多事情需要被改变，但是你从来没有接受耶稣基督为你救，个人救主的话。
Ask him to do for you what your circumstances can never.
我要求你现在是否能够接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主，请他来帮助你改变你的环境。
And if you are a Christian this morning,
如果你已经是基督徒的，
then ask yourself, am I living and serving the one true God?
如果你已经是基督徒的，让我问你，你今天的生活是不是只是来单单侍奉这一位又真又活的神。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿神保守你们。